Hello, friend. Welcome back to the Daily Drop podcast. It's Megan here for another deep dive episode into one of our favorite points families. You all really liked when I did the deep dive on Chase Ultimate Rewards points. So today we're going to do American Express membership reward points. If you want me to do Capital One Venture Miles next, keep the excitement high for these deep dive episodes. So today we'll dive deep into American Express membership rewards, sometimes called MRs. So if I shorten it as MR, I'm talking about membership rewards. If I shorten American Express to Amex, I feel like that's a pretty well-known one, but there are lots of acronyms in this miles and points world. So just so we're all on the same page and you know what I'm talking about today, this is, if you haven't picked up on it, membership rewards are the points currency that are used by American Express branded cards, very specifically used by certain American Express flexible rewards earning cards. Most of us around here like to use that for travel. And as a reminder, like all banks that have co-branded cards, which are cards like the Hilton card by American Express or a Delta SkyMiles card by American Express. These are co-branded cards branded with a bank and another brand, usually a travel brand. You're not going to earn membership rewards points on those cards. You're going to earn whatever loyalty points it's co-branded with. So if it's a Hilton American Express card, you're earning Hilton points. And you just have different opportunities with cards like that. The points aren't quite as flexible, like we'll talk about today. And you're earning towards one program, whereas with cards and points families like American Express, like Chase, like Citi, you're earning flexible points that you can find redemptions in many different ways, which yes, we will talk about redemptions today, including through alliances. So I just got into American Express membership rewards points in 2023. So it's been pretty recent and I've been happy with them so far. I will keep them in my miles and points toolkit. I do feel like I should have had Tiffany here for this episode, who is our resident Amex membership rewards fan club. I don't know, biggest fan. Team. If you listen to What's in Our Wallets episode with Tiffany, she talked about how these were her favorite points for several different reasons. So I'll link that episode up in the show notes as well. But nevertheless, I will do this awesome points family justice in this deep dive. I'll share the excitement. I'll share some secrets. But let's start out with some rules because why not? I want to make sure we're staying in line with the rules of this miles and points journey. So two key rules I'm going to highlight with American Express cards. One is their once in a lifetime rule, which sounds pretty straightforward, cut and dry, but it's not really at the same time. So once in a lifetime basically means you're only eligible for a sign-up bonus on an American Express card once in a lifetime, which seemingly means you'll never get it again, which it's important to, two things are important here. One, to make sure you're getting a really good bonus on these cards, and you're not, you know, just jumping on in, not giving it a second thought. And two, you are reading, as always, the language and the terms and conditions of cards that you are signing up for. There are some examples where the once-in-a-lifetime language has been excluded. And why it's not so cut and dry straightforward as it sounds is because there's been many data points from people that have been able to get a bonus again somewhere around the 7+ year mark. So it's once-in-a-lifetime, but it's the lifetime of an American Express card. I don't know, not your lifetime. That's definitely... Maybe an exception and not necessarily the rule. There's obviously so many factors that go into that as well. What kind of customer you are, your credit score, all that good stuff. But the once in a lifetime rule is a general rule. And I do still think, even though we know that it might expire somewhere down the line, or you might get targeted offers to get a card again or something along those lines, I still think it's important to make sure you're getting a sign-up bonus that you feel really good about. And you're just doing your research before you dive straight into it. The other rule that was recently rolled out for us is that if you have received a sign-up offer on an American Express Platinum card, you then cannot receive a sign-up offer on the American Express Gold card. Womp, womp, womp. You can do it the other way. You can earn an American Express Gold card bonus and then get an American Express Platinum card bonus. But for some reason, you can't do Platinum and then Gold, which was a bit of a bummer, especially for, I mean, it is what it is. These rules roll out and you just roll with them. But like I said, I just got into American Express points last year, and I do this miles and points thing in two-player mode. And so one of us got the gold card, one of us got the platinum card, with expectation to then flop and each get the other one's flip-flop, that is. And now the one of us with the platinum card can't do that with the gold. So a bit of a bummer, but also not the worst rule in the world that could have been rolled out. But it is something to keep in mind if you are going to consider growing your American Express points family, then you do need to think about the order of cards you're getting, I suppose. Now, let's talk about what cards you earn these MR points on. There are a large handful, multiple handfuls of cards that you can earn membership rewards points on. And unlike Chase Ultimate Rewards, you cannot combine cashback cards with your membership rewards points earning cards and turn those into points. So if you listen to my Chase Ultimate Rewards deep dive, I shared that you can earn Ultimate Rewards on their flexible points earning cards. You can also earn cash back. And if you hold specific combos of those together, your cash will turn into points. That is not the case with American Express and their points family. You have to have cards that earn membership rewards. You can keep all of your membership rewards in one account. So if you have multiple membership rewards earning cards, you can keep those all in one account. It's just that you can't you can't turn the cash back into points, which is, is it one thing that makes Chase stand above for me? I would say yes, because I think when you can turn those cash back cards into points, and especially because a lot of those cashback cards have really high welcome offers, I think it is one thing that makes Chase stand above for me, combined with the two-player strategy that you can do with Chase, which we'll get into later today. later today. This won't be that long of an episode, but towards the end of our episode. But that being said, there are some really great secrets to stack up membership rewards points, which we'll also talk about today. So here are some of the cards that you can earn membership rewards points with. Now, some of their cashback cards have very close names. So again, always double check. Make sure you're reading the language of what you're signing up for. Make sure you're reading the terms. Make sure you are certain that it is what you want to add to your wallet so that you don't get stuck on things like the Chase 524 rule, which we talked about in our Chase episode. So a handful of cards that earn membership rewards points. First up, the blue card, which is a $0 annual fee. The Amex Everyday, $0 annual fee. The Everyday Preferred, $95 annual fee. The green card, which got a lot of spotlight mid last year, $150 annual fee. The gold card, $250 annual fee. The platinum card, the big brother, big sister of them all, $695 annual fee with platinum benefits to go with. And then we get into some business cards, blue business. They kind of go along with the personal family. Blue business, $0 annual fee. Business Green is right now a $0 annual fee and then $95 after the first year. Business Gold is a $295 annual fee. And the Business Platinum is a $695 annual fee. So there's a handful of cards that you can earn membership rewards points on. So even though, like I was saying a moment ago, you can't combine it with cashback, there's still a lot of opportunity for you to combine membership rewards points together. So it's still a great family to stack up points. And what makes it even better, one of our favorite secrets around here, and I think one of the reasons that I continuously see pop up in places like the Daily Drop Lounge, which is our free Facebook community, is that you can earn membership rewards points by using the shopping portal Rakuten. So even though you can't combine cash with your points, this is a pretty unique sweet spot to earn more membership rewards points. So we did a whole episode on shopping portals. I guess in the show notes, I'm going to have a lot of previous episodes linked up if you want to have a binge listen to things you haven't heard yet. Basically, a shopping portal is a third party that when you shop through it, you earn rewards, usually cash or points. And in this case, Rakuten is one of the only, I want to say the only, but I didn't fact check that for sure. I think it's the only, one of the only, whichever one of those pieces of language we're sticking with, standalone third-party shopping portals that you can earn flexible travel points with. So there's definitely bank shopping portals that are connected to the bank that you can earn points with. But I mean standalone third-party shopping portal that is not associated with the bank that allows you to earn flexible travel rewards. I think that's what makes this so special. So basically what you can do, and we have several resources on the Rakuten and American Express partnership that I will, link up in the show notes. So check that out. But basically what you do is you can decide you want to earn cash or you can decide you want to earn membership rewards points. You select that in your account. And then every time you shop through Rakuten, so anytime you do some online shopping, you earn points. Potential to stack up your points. Like we're talking 6x, 10x. I've even seen 15, 20x on purchases. So anytime you see, since it's primarily cash back, anytime you see 6%, that's going to be 6x American Express membership rewards points. Anytime you see 10%, that's going to be 10x. These are unheard of when it comes to spend multipliers. Like you're not going to earn that on the card alone. And so you can really stack up your points by shopping in this way. I use this all the time, and I think it is something that's made me really enjoy membership rewards points because there are a lot of times that online shopping makes more sense. And now that I can earn more points by just simply deciding to shop online instead of going in the store. So I think this is a secret that really stands above the rest and really makes American Express membership rewards points incredibly worth it. Another little secret with American Express points, and this one is specific to the sign-up offers that you can get on American Express cards. There is a tool called Card Match, and Card Match is frequently how people find elevated sign-up bonuses on American Express cards specifically. You can get other great sign-up bonuses through Card Match, and it's also just a great tool in general to help you figure out what card is a good fit for you based on your credit history, your credit score, all of those good factors. But Amex and Card Match go together really well, and this is how a lot of people have landed elevated sign-up offers on the Platinum card or the Gold card. It doesn't run a hard credit check when you put your info into Card Match, and you'll see if you're eligible for some elevated sign-up offers in that way. So kind of a cool opportunity for you. I mean, it's just a niche little secret that you can keep in mind if you are in the market for or looking for that elevated sign-up offer, because like I said earlier in the episode, that once in a lifetime language, you want to make sure that you're getting a good sign-up offer. So that's one little thing you can try to go for that. All right. Earning. Let's talk about redemptions for a little bit before we close our episode today. So just like our Chase Ultimate Rewards, just like pretty much all of our travel points that we're earning and redeeming, there are two main ways to redeem your membership rewards points. One, you can redeem through the American Express portal. The redemption value can go anywhere from 0.7 cents to 1 cent per point. The booking through the American Express travel portal is just like any other travel portal. You simply search, choose your adventure book, and you pay with points instead of with cash. So 1 cent per point, not bad. It's a pretty standard redemption value that you'll get across the board inside of a portal. And if it works for you, then great. You all by now likely know my thoughts on portals. And if you don't, there's an episode linked up in the show notes. And then there's transfer points. So American Express has some awesome transfer partners. So transfer points, in case you're new to it all, are when you can transfer your points that you earn on a flexible earning travel card, travel rewards cards. That's like a mouthful today. And you can transfer them over to travel partners such as airlines, hotels, every now and then a cruise, and redeem them generally for higher value than 1 cent per point, meaning your points will stretch a little bit further. They'll likely go a little bit farther than if you were to use them in a portal. And if you've watched our Miles and Points 101 course, which is new and people are loving it, I go through some examples of transferring points versus booking in the portal. And you can see just how much further your points can go if you just take that extra step and do the research to see if there's a flight or a hotel available to transfer points out instead of booking in the portal. So I know it can seem, if you're new to transfer points, it can seem like a very daunting task with a lot of extra steps, but it really can be simple and you can get a lot more value out of your points. So American Express has 22 transfer partners, a few key partners that other banks don't have. They're the only partners with Delta. They're the only partners with Hilton. And they're also the only partners with ANA, which people love to use for the ANA around the world. I mean, big sweet spot there. But they are the only partners that you can book direct with these three brands that I named. So only direct partner with Delta, Hilton, and ANA. Of course, you can find flights through ANA, through Delta, through various alliances as well with other banks, but just a few standout ones. And just like any other transfer points, your value can really range. You certainly could land at that same 1 cent, 1.5 cent. But generally, when it comes to transfer points, I like to stay 2 cents and beyond. And we've seen American Express redemptions even go 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents and beyond. So your value is just very variable there. And they can just go a really long way. And they have some really great transfer partners. Okay, let's talk about two more things and then we'll close up for the day. Let's talk about American Express and two-player mode. This is something that I mentioned in the Chase Ultimate Rewards episode that made Chase kind of stand above the rest for me as someone who earns and redeems miles and points with someone else. Chase makes it incredibly easy to combine those points together. American Express, not so much. They are not the most two-player mode friendly bank in the world. However, as someone who is earning miles and points with American Express with another person who's earning and redeeming points with American Express cards, I wouldn't count them out. It's just that they're not quite as friendly when it comes to combining. In fact, they're not friendly at all. You cannot combine your American Express points with anyone else. So your points are your points. Your points transfer to your loyalty programs. Sometimes with a big asterisk exception to that is if someone is an authorized user on your card. Sometimes if you have an authorized user on your card, you can transfer your points over to their account. But generally your Amex points are your Amex points. And you have to, if you're transferring those, transfer them to an account where the name matches the one that's on the Amex account. So like I said, not the most two-player friendly as far as combining goes. However, they do have a really flexible referral program, so you can really stack up some points. I think this is an element that maybe it makes it shine through a little bit more and doesn't count it out for me completely. Their referral program, meaning you refer someone over to a card, you earn points, they also earn points on a welcome offer. You have basically an open referral link. So it doesn't have to be gold card to gold card. You can hold a gold card and refer someone to a platinum card. You can even hold a gold card and refer someone over to a Hilton card or a Delta card. So pretty flexible referral link in that way, which, like I said, I do think makes it stand out a little bit. We do see like Chase getting a little more flexible with how you can refer over, but I think this is one of the most flexible on that regard. And like I said, even though you can't combine, doesn't mean you necessarily count it out. I earn American Express points. My husband earns American Express points. We might do something like book one way to a destination with his points and one way from a destination with my points. So there's still ways to use it when you are traveling, when you are earning and redeeming miles and points with another person. And then final note, just like Chase and generally most banks, your points will not expire as long as your accounts are open. So as long as you're keeping those accounts open, your points are going to stay in there. You can stack them up. And also don't forget, earn and burn. Don't be a points hoarder. Okay, my friends, with that, we will close this deep dive on American Express membership rewards points. I hope this was so helpful for you. Let us know, whether it's in the comments or in the Daily Drop Lounge, if you are a huge membership rewards points fan, if there's a little tip that you want to throw in that I maybe missed in this episode and you're like, people need to know about this with American Express membership rewards points, definitely shout that out because we always love stacking tips around here. And as always, so grateful that you've spent some time with us today learning how to earn and redeem miles and points. I'll see you in the next episode, my friends. Bye for now.